And, you know, here's the thing. We live in a day where people break their commitments so much that things don't really seem like they mean much. You say you're going to do something and you break it. But, you know, according to the Word of God, if you say you're going to do something, you're meant to keep it. And just imagine the chaos if somebody commits to something and then they break it. Just think about it in a church setting. At our church, we have people that volunteer for different things. Imagine if all of a sudden it's like 10:05 and I look, it's like, well, wait a minute, why isn't there any music? Well, because the people that are committed to do the music just decided not to do it today. Well, you're going to have chaos. And then, you know, you're waiting for the scripture reading, you know, and nobody comes up to do the scripture reading. And it's like, well, wait a minute, we're counting on someone to do the scripture reading. And I'm just using that as an example. That's not something I know is a problem at our church, but I'm just saying in your life, if you commit to something and you break it, there's people counting on you to do it. And when you don't do it, somebody's got to fill in the gap for what you didn't do. So if you make a vow, you make a commitment, you're meant to keep it according to the Word of God.